Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Patrick has filed a supplemental state budget bill asking for $10 million to help the state pay emergency response costs following the tornadoes last week. It would also allow hard-hit cities and towns in central and western Mass to borrow in anticipation of federal relief. Hundreds of people have been displaced by the twisters, and it's likely they'll have to stay away from their homes for some time. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, scores of volunteers are trying to help.
At the Pioneer Valley Red Cross headquarters, there's a steady stream of people walking in offering to help.
This is the disaster relief headquarters, and when people check in, whether they're a local volunteer or
Melanie McDonough from the Red Cross came up from its office in North Carolina to help coordinate the press. The Red Cross has been inundated with volunteers from Massachusetts and neighboring states. So much so that yesterday they asked people to stop coming and give organizers a few days to catch up.
The outpouring of the community has just been amazing. Everyone, I know that there have been a lot of spontaneous volunteers to the local Red Cross chapters in this area.
One of them is Bridget Moriarty, who lives in Munson. Her home isn't damaged, so she's offering to do whatever the Red Cross needs.
Friends of mine, their houses are gone, you know, or potentially could be gone. Where I went to elementary school is going to be torn down, and it's just sad. So you want to do whatever you can do to help out.
Moriarty and other volunteers first have to be trained. Then they might be assigned to serve food, distribute tarps, or check in people at shelters. Skilled volunteers are especially needed, and that's why Red Cross officials are excited to see Kristen Dagenet.
I'm just showing up to volunteer. Okay. If I can, I'm licensed in Connecticut, so I don't know if I can do anything out of state.
Dagenet is a nurse. She's never volunteered before, but she's driven 45 minutes from her home in Connecticut to help now.
Well, I have friends in Springfield on Island Pond Road, so they were pretty devastated and I want to help.
Island Pond Road is a modest residential street in Springfield that got hit hard. More than two dozen homes are severely damaged. One has its side ripped off, exposing the upstairs bedroom with the bed still made. Some of the residents of Island Pond Road had been sheltered at the high school, but classes resumed yesterday, so they're now living at the Mass Mutual Convention Center in downtown Springfield. Red Cross volunteer Tim Fitch has come up from Connecticut to run the operation here.
Anytime we go to resource and staff an operation that's this big, we try to draw in from the surrounding areas and not just the folks in Massachusetts. So they've done a terrific job, but it's a pretty big operation for us.
The Red Cross has more than 200 volunteers for this effort. Other charities are also coordinating volunteers and donations. The United Way is setting up a center in Springfield that will match volunteers with needs. They expect to keep the center running for several months. The Salvation Army has volunteers handing out food and water and has been overwhelmed with requests to help. Fitch says the organizations all work together. And he says he's constantly reminded why he left the comfort of his retirement and his home to help out.
Now, although this at times can be very trying, I mean, these people have had their lives upended. And it's even hard to talk about it without getting emotional. But, you know, at times you start feeling sorry for yourself because you got long days and stuff. But these people are going through a whole lot more than I'm going through.
The Red Cross says the shelter in Springfield will stay open until everyone has found housing. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.